Sorry, y'all, I was excited. Our scripture text comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Hear these words. See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been revealed. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. All who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as You speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. So I want to try a little experiment. Y'all ready? All right. So I'm going to start a phrase, and you're going to fill in the blank. Okay? Hello. No, you're not repeating. But you know what? You go right ahead and repeat, because I want to hear this. Hello. I'm... Fill it in. Blaine said he was perfect. I find it really interesting. Y'all didn't fill in the blank like you were supposed to. What'd you say? What? Boy, you're funny. A Christian? Believer? Okay, y'all starting to give canned answers. You're saying what you think I want to hear. What? Leaving? Believing. I'm thinking to say, I haven't even started preaching yet, and she's leaving. Forgiven. Excited. Tired. Who said tired?
I'm hungry.
Overwhelmed. So I find it interesting the way we fill in our blanks. I was kind of surprised to not hear someone say their name. Because usually when you first say that, we're going to give our name. Hello, I'm Dan. I'm George. I'm Fred. I'm Delbert. I'm Ann. I'm Linda. I'm Justine, etc. We fill in that blank with our name. But there's other ways that we fill in that blank. Hello, I'm blessed. I'm tired. I'm overwhelmed. I'm here. We fill in that blank with a description of ourselves, of how we see ourselves, right? I mean, we want people to know who we are. And so sometimes we will fill in that blank with a gift or a fault that we see ourselves with. We also fill in that blank another way. We sometimes fill in that blank with something that is near and dear to our hearts. We'll fill in that blank with a ministry that we're just attached to or is our passion. We'll fill in that blank with a hobby. We fill in that blank with things that we, like I said just a minute ago, we go even more in depth on how we want people to perceive us. Right? Not a lot of us are going to fill in that blank with something that is totally negative unless we're Eeyore. We want to give an impression to others so that when they see us, they can attach us to something. So, that's our side of filling in the blank. But if we take it a little bit further, how do others fill in that blank for you? Have you ever thought about that? How would someone else fill in that blank for you? Because you see, it's how they perceive you to be. So, the world. The world would fill in that blank as to trying to get you to be what they want you to be. Kind of like what we do. We want people to perceive us or see us in a manner that would be a positive way. Well, see, the world's going to fill in that blank by telling you what is good, what's bad, what to believe, what not to believe, what to purchase, what not to purchase. Friends, have you ever wanted to be a fly on the wall and to hear your friends fill in the blank for you? That'd be interesting. I've actually come up on people that were filling in the blank for me. Some of it needs to go to confession. But our friends and our family, they would fill in that blank depending on how they feel about you. Right? So, my family fills in the blank differently about me. My wife and kids think I walk on air. My sister, not so much. My brother really doesn't know. In my younger years, my mom would fill in that blank with words like black sheep, hoodlum, useless, worthless. But later on in life, she filled in that blank with my son, who's a preacher. So depending on the time frame of what they think about you or what you're going through determines what your friends and your family, how they fill in that blank. Okay? So, we have the world, we have our friends, we have our family, and we have us. All of those have filled in the blank. Now, how would God fill in the blank about you? How would God fill that blank in when describing or talking about you? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever wondered how God would describe us? Because you know, God knows everything. He knows how great you are. He knows how friendly you are. He knows how ugly you can be. And He knows your sin. So how would God fill in the blank for you? I'm going to wait just a second and let that sink in. Our scripture text says this. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that's what we are. That's what we are. Because of Jesus Christ, that's what we are. Children of God. When we accept His Son as our Savior, when we accept the fact that God sent His Son for our sins, and we accept that, and we accept Christ as our Savior, we are children of God. And He lavishes. That's a big word there. You know what that means? I don't know what the dictionary definition of that is, but I'm thinking it's probably just smothers us and slathers us in His love. And so, God, who is going to fill in the blank for us, looks at each individual and sees every corner of your life. And He examines every nook and cranny. The good things, the great things, the mediocre things, and the things that we wish God would forget. And then the question comes, God? That's what they call Him, is God. How would you fill in the blank on Dan Gurley? How'd you like to be a fly on the wall with that discussion? Well, guess what? You are. Because if you have accepted Christ, you know what the answer is. God, fill in the blank. Hello, Dan Gurley is, and God says, a child of mine. A child of mine. Because He has a relationship with me. And everything that has gone on in His life has been set aside. Because Jesus died for all of that. That's pretty cool, huh? I'm special. I'm a child of God because God loved me so much that He sacrificed His Son for me. That makes me a child of God. And I know that all those things and all the things to come that I have done wrong, Jesus' blood covers and takes care of. So how do you fill in the blank? Hello, I'm... How does the world fill in that blank? Hello, they are... How does God fill it in? Hello. So-and-so is child of God. There's no other description needed. I'm happy with that one. I don't need the description of overweight, going bald, pretty good preacher. I'm a child of God, and the rest of it don't matter, and I don't care. I don't care what the world thinks. I'm not worried about what my friends think. My family can think what they want, because all that matters is what God says. And God says that I'm a child of His. So, when that final day comes, when that judgment day, we stand before God and we're standing there, and St. Peter or whoever it is holding that book, and Peter goes, God, this is Delbert. How's God going to phrase that? Delbert, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in. Or will it be Delbert, depart from me, I know you not. It's not about what we did down here. It's not about what the world thought of us or our friends thought of us or our family thought of us. It all boils down to, are we a child of God through Jesus Christ? Personally, I want to hear the first one. Dan Gurley? Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in. Unfortunately, there's going to be depart from me. So our task here, as we wait for that final day, is to ensure that the blank that's filled in by God for our loved ones and our friends, is well done. Bow with me. Gracious God, we can come up with our own descriptions of ourselves. The world has definitely come up with descriptions for us. Our family and our friends can describe us. But no description is more important than your description of us. That we are a child of God. And when we see your Son face to face, we want to be like Him. Father, in the meantime, as we remain here on this tiny little planet, we ask that you continue to give us the opportunity to share your message with others, that they might be able to experience that lavishing love that you pour out on us, and that they would know that it comes from you. So, God, we ask that you give us the opportunity. Put someone in our paths this week that we might be able to share your good news, that others might hear with us, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in." In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.